愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
今天早上跟大家一起来学习诗篇的八十四篇。
This morning we'd like to study with everyone Psalm 84。
我们看八十四篇的第一节。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 84, verse 1。
诗篇的八十四篇第一节。
Psalm 84, verse 1。
万军的神啊，你的居所何等可爱。
How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts.
这里作诗的人说，神的居所何等可爱。
Here the psalmist says, how lovely is the tabernacle of God.
神的居所在哪里？
Where is the tabernacle of God?
神的居所在天国。
His tabernacle is in heaven.
是我们将来要去得永生的地方。
It is a place that we will inherit our eternal life in the future.
神的居所就是教会。
The dwelling place, tabernacle of God, is in the church.
圣经说，教会是主耶稣的身体。
The Bible records that the church is the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满的。
It is filled with him who fills all things.
充满万有者就是神。
He is the one who fills all things, that is God.
教会是神所充满的。
The church is one that is filled with His Spirit.
那这里说神的居所何等可爱。
Here it says, how lovely is your tabernacle.
也可以指着我们将来要去的天国，这是何等的可爱。
It also represents the heavenly kingdom that we will one day go to, how lovely that place will be.
圣经说这是眼睛没有看过，连心里没有想过的。
It is a place that no mind has ever conceived, no eye has ever seen.
这是何等的好的地方。
It is such a beautiful place.
那另外就是教会。
And the other place is the church.
教会是荣耀基督的身体。
The church is the body that glorifies the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
这是何等的可爱。
And this place is lovely.
那在整篇的诗篇里面，我们可以分作三段来看。
This entire Psalm of 84 can be divided into three sections.
第一段就是渴慕神。
The first section is about longing for God.
第二段是追求神。
The second section is about pursuing after God.
第三段是享受神。
And the third section is about enjoying God.
如果我们问一个问题。
And there is a question we may ponder.
到底我的信仰在追求什么？
What are we pursuing after in our faith?
这个最简单的问题，有时候却很难回答。
Even though this is a simple question, it may have a very complex answer.
如果我们问亚洲一些拜偶像的人。
If we ask the idol worshippers of Asia.
你为什么拜你的神？
Why do you worship your gods?
答案很简单。
The answer is simple.
为这发财保平安。
It is for peace and prosperity.
那我们今天来信主耶稣。
And today we come to believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
到底我们在追求什么？
What is our pursuit for?
我们的追求也是发财保平安吗？
Is our pursuit only for peace and prosperity?
诗篇八十四篇给我们一个答案。
Psalms 84 gives us answers.
信仰的追求最后的目标就是神本身。
The end goal of our faith is God Himself.
所以圣经说他是我们的产业。
So the scriptures say our Lord God is our inheritance.
一个人如果得到神本身，他就是最富足的人。
If a person could gain Christ, then he is the most richest man in the world.
所以今天我们对神需要有很迫切追求的心。
And so today we must have a very longing heart to pursue and thirst after God.
那追求神的开始从哪里？
And where do we begin to thirst and pursue after God?
从第二节。
From verse 2.
我渴慕羡慕可想神的愿语，我的心肠我的肉体向永生的神呼吁。
My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
这第二节可以看出来这个作诗的人他很渴慕神。
We can see here from verse 2 that the psalmist really longs and thirsts after God.
因为这个神的愿语有神的同在。
Because the courts of God have the abidance of God.
所以他很渴慕神的愿语。
And so his soul longs after the courts of God.
下面说我的心肠 我的肉体向神来呼吁。
He even says below, my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
所以他整个心啊，对神很饥渴。
So his entire heart is completely thirsty.
这是信仰追求的开始。
And this is the beginning of our faith.
如果我们要追求神，先要渴慕神。
In order to pursue after God, we must have that heart of thirst.
没有渴慕的心，我们就没有追求的行动。
Without this type of thirst, we will never want to pursue after Him.
我们看在美国的父母在喂小孩，跟非洲在喂小孩不太一样。
We can see sometimes the way that the parents feed their children in the United States is very different from the way parents feed their children in Africa.
这里的小孩，你喂一口，跑到那里，追到那里，再喂一口。
Over here, the children, you feed them one bite and they run over there and you have to chase after them to feed the second bite.
在非洲你看不到这样。
In Africa, you'll never see that happen.
虽然他们吃得很简单。
And though they eat very simple foods.
像在比瑞啊，有的小孩子一天吃两餐。
Such as the children in Liberia, they have only two meals a day.
那什么，就是一碗饭，然后加上辣椒。
And what is their food? Only a bowl of rice and some chili peppers on top.
那等到父母饭煮好了，他们用抢的去吃那一碗饭。
As soon as the rice is cooked, they all scramble to grab as much food they can.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为他们的肚子是饿的。
Because their stomach is hungry.
所以虽然一碗白饭加上辣椒，他也是非常的享受。
And so even though it is just a simple bowl of rice and hot peppers, they are still very satisfied.
今天我们的小孩子常常肚子是饱足的，吃了很多的零食。
But for our children here today, many of us, our children have full bellies and they're satisfied physically.
所以你要喂饭给他吃，他就没有那个饥渴的心了。
And so when you want to feed them food, they have no thirst or hunger.
那在信仰上也是一样。
And this is the same in our faith.
要怎么让我们对神有饥渴的心？
How can we have a thirsty heart after God?
如果我们看主耶稣在讲这个撒种的比喻。
If we look at the parable of the sower that Lord Jesus gave.
我们可以来看在路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音的第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
十四节。
Verse 14.
第八章十四节。
Luke 8, verse 14.
那落在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，走开以后，被今生的思虑、钱财、厌乐挤住了，就结不出成熟的籽粒来。
Now the ones that fell among the thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with the cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity.
有的人啊，人是不错，但是信仰就是不能进步。
Some people are very good people, good hearts, but somehow their faith can never seem to advance.
因为他们追求神的心呢，并不是很强。
Because their heart of pursuit after God is not very strong.
那我们仔细来反省我们自己。
And let's reflect upon ourselves.
我们就发现原来我们的心有三个东西把这个欲望挤追求神的欲望挤住了。
We have three things that are in our hearts that will suppress our desire for the word of God.
第一个是今生的思虑。
Firstly, there are the cares of this world.
特别是主耶稣讲吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
It is what is referred to as what Jesus said: What do you eat? What do you wear? And what do you drink.
我每一天所想的就是怎么改善我们的生活水准。
Every day we are thinking about how we can improve our level of living.
那我们的心思意念都在地上。
And if we're trying to pursue a standard of living, then we will always have our hearts set in this world.
那第二个是钱财。
The second pursuit is riches.
不只是有，要更多。
Those who have riches will want to desire even more riches.
第三个是厌乐。
And the third one is the pleasures of life.
要活得很快乐。
They like to enjoy their living.
所以有很多休闲活动，有很多娱乐器材。
And so they will have many indulgences and pleasures.
那这三个就是一般人所谓的好。
And this is what everyone considers to be good.
生活水准很高。
To have a high standard of living.
钱赚得很多。
To haveaccumulated great wealth.
有很多的方法让自己活得很快乐。
And many ways to pursue and enjoy life.
那这个三个生活内容就使我们追求神的欲望减低了。
And these three things will suppress our spiritual desire to pursue after God.
事实上，如果我们的生活都充满这个三个，到最后会被痛苦刺透。
If we find that we are filled and satisfied with only these three things of life, then we'll find that the end of our lives will be pierced by the thorns of grief.
比方说厌乐。
For example, pleasures.
你现在看电视不够。
When you watch TV, you're not satisfied.
再来就是要去那个 cable TV。
Then you like to upgrade to cable television.
那里面就很多色情跟暴力。
Then in there will be a lot of sexual morality and violence.
那有的看不够，再去看成人电影。
And those who are not satisfied want something even more interesting, they'll go to adult movies.
那这个就一步一步一直走下去，到最后就跟罪连在一起。
And a step at a time, they descend further into darkness.
那有的人喝冷饮不够，他要喝酒。
Some people, they're not satisfied with regular beverages. They like to drink alcohol.
那喝酒再来还不够，就是要用药。
And after alcohol is not enough to satisfy them, they will take drugs.
因为这些追求是要一直加强。
Because their pleasures or physical desires will ever grow stronger.
那有的人追求权力。
Some people desire to have control.
但是得到权力以后，我们还不够满足。
And power, so they are not satisfied with the level of power they have.
那有的人就变暴君了。为什么以前的王会变暴君？
So they become violent dictators, and that is why some kings in the past have become violent dictators.
因为在这个里面有一种满足感。
Because they have some satisfaction in there.
那这会危害世界的。
And these things will be threatening to the world.
那钱财也是一样。
Similarly with riches of the world.
当一个人贪爱钱财。
When a person is greedy after the riches,
人生的方向就会走错。
Then the life direction shall be skewed.
那走错的结果就很多的愁苦。
And after we have gone off and strayed from the path of life, then we will pursue the wrong things in life.
那今生的思虑也是一样。
And same thing with the pleasures of this life, the cares of this life.
所以我们常常看为认为好的。
And so everything that common people will perceive as good.
有时候从信仰的观点来看，这是追求神的一个阻碍。
We see these things are the stumbling blocks to our faith.
所以需要有一个节制。
So we must have self-control.
因此越简单越好。
And therefore we must choose a simpler style of living.
最近我遇到一个工人。
Recently I met a worker.
他在提到他们国家的信徒。
He talked about the members of his church in his country.
大部分都是开外卖店超市。
They often sell. They open have grocery stores.
安息日参加的大概是20%左右。
And because of their grocery stores, only 20% of the members can attend Sabbath day.
因为他们开了一家店赚很多钱，觉得这个不满足，要第二家店。
Because once they have a successful grocery store, they like to open another one.
那因为店一开多以后事情多就没有办法守安息日。
After they have a chain of supermarkets, they are too successful. They have no time for God anymore.
所以在网络上，他们设立一个祷告团契。
And so they have set in this country a prayer fellowship online
来补足这个教会聚会的不足
to substitute for what is lacking in their service time.
他说以前在参加这个祷告团体大概40个人
In the past there were about 40 members who would attend this online prayer fellowship.
那最近忽然间一下变成80个人
And now all of a sudden there are 80 people.
而且这个增加的人数越来越多。
And the more numbers are being added every day.
那为什么这么多人会开始来追求神？
And why would so many people want to pursue after God?
因为在这个国家开始有人在抢超市。
Because in this country, they start to rob supermarkets.
你铁门也没有关系，他把你撬开来，所有东西都抢掉。
It doesn't matter if you've installed iron doors, they will break through any kind of door to steal everything you have.
而且指明在12月哪一天要抢中国人的超市。
And they have set a certain day in December where they'll go and rob all the Chinese Asian superstores.
所以当这个大难临头
And so when this tribulation is at hand,
大家才知道说神比较重要
Everyone knows that God is more important.
就一直想要来祷告追求神
And so they are willing to join in a prayer fellowship to pursue God.
因此我们要追求神第一个就是对神要渴慕
So in order to pursue God, we must have a heart of thirst.
好，我们现在回来看84篇，诗篇的84篇。
Turning back to Psalm 84.
第三节。
Verse 3.
万军的主神，我的王啊，我的神啊，在你的祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找着房子，燕子为自己找着铺居之窝。 啊，第四节。
Verse four.
如此住在你殿中的人变为有福，他们仍要赞美你。
Psalms 84, 3 and 4. Even a sparrow has found a home and a swallow nest for herself where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Selah.
对一个麻雀飞鸟来讲，最重要的就是它的窝。
For a sparrow or a swallow, the most important thing to them is their nest.
啊，但是他们把窝住在神的殿里面。
They have chosen to place their home in the dwelling of God.
那用这个来比喻。
And this represents to us.
如果我们能够住在神的殿中，这是有福气的。
Today we can take refuge in the tabernacle of God. That is a blessing to us.
这个住在神的殿中不一定是指着肉体上住在神的殿，那变成大家都拜的教会了。
It does not refer to the physical camping out in a church. Otherwise, everyone will move physically here.
这个是指着我们的心啊，有那个渴慕的心，希望能够与神在一起。
This is indicating a heart of desire to always be with God in this temple.
那当我们有这样的渴慕的欲望啊，我们就会开始来追求神。
When we have this heart of thirst, then we will start to pursue after God.
那我们现在从第五节到第八节来看。
Let's look at verse 5 to verse 8.
当一个人开始要追求神，
When a person is set on pursuing after God,
他会经历什么？
What will they go through?
第五节。
Verse 5.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这个人变为有福。
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
这里讲啊，说第一个以神为力量，如果我们看英文是以神为力量，这个人是有福的。
This one says the man whose strength is in you, this person is blessed.
那第二个是心中向往锡安大道，这个人是有福。
This heart is set on pilgrimage, and this person is also blessed.
什么叫做向往锡安大道？
What does it mean to be set on a pilgrimage to Zion?
就是这条路一直走下去就。到了耶路撒冷，就到神的殿。
Because this path of pilgrimage will lead someone to the house of the Lord.
但是他的心就是常常希望能够走在里面，我就可以到耶路撒冷去朝见神。
This person's heart is burning with desire to pursue after going to the house of the Lord.
我们每个人都有不同的生活方式。
Every one of us has our own lifestyles and living places.
那什么样的生活方式是最好的？
But what is the best lifestyle?
就是我们生活的这个最后的目标是在追求神，那这样的生活方式最好。
The lifestyle that is best is if we have our focus on pursuing and gaining God into our life.
因为这样的生活方式不会造成我们追求神的障碍。
Because this type of lifestyle would not be a stumbling block to our faith.
所以我们常常在提到，如果我们搬家。
So we mentioned that if we like to move,
我们最后一个考虑是什么？
What is our final consideration?
我搬到这个地方十年以后，对我的灵性会有什么影响？
We should consider if we move to this place for 10 years, how will our faith be affected after that 10 years?
如果我们找工作，
If we look for a job,
我们最后的考虑是什么？
What is our ultimate consideration?
我在这个工作做了十年以后，对我的信仰有什么影响？
What will happen to my faith if I stay on this job for 10 years?
所以我们做决定的最后因素就是对我的信仰有什么影响。
We need to consider what is the ultimate destiny of our spiritual lives in making any life decision.
那这种考虑就是我们的心中向往锡安大道。
When we are able to think in such a way, our heart is set for the pilgrimage to Zion.
有一次有一个姐妹说，她为什么想要做老师？
There's a sister who once said, why does she choose to have a career as a teacher?
每个人都有不同的原因啊。
Because everyone have their own reasons.
但是她说，做老师我有暑假三个月，寒假一个月。
Because this sister said, during the summer I can have 3 months of break, and during winter I can have 1 month of break.
所以我一年至少有四个月我可以做圣工。
So every year I can have at least 4 months where I can serve the Lord.
所以当他在考虑职业的时候，他的心中向往锡安的大道。
And so when she was considering her life choice and career, she thought about the pilgrimage to Zion.
那这种选择是神喜悦的。
And this type of consideration is something that's pleasing to the Lord.
因为他最后的目标是就直到神。
Because her focus is only on God.
但是当我们开始要追求神。
Now, as we start to pursue God,
我们会经过流泪谷第六节。
Verse 6, we shall pass through the valley of Baca.
这个英文的翻译哈，巴卡，另外把它分作流泪谷。
The valley of tears.
叫这个谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满全谷。
They shall make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools.
因为要到耶路撒冷这个路途啊，有一段路也不是好走的。
It is difficult path on our journey in pilgrimage to Jerusalem.
所以叫做流泪谷。
That is why it is called the path of tears.
但是如果没有经过这一段路程，就不能够到耶路撒冷。
But without going through this path of tears, we will never reach our ultimate destination, which is the temple of God.
但是一个人如果要追求神，
if we want to pursue God,
他需要付出一个代价。
He must offer a price.
他需要经历过一段他不可能是一些痛苦的经历。
They may have to suffer something they are not willing to take on.
那经历过这一段路程，我们才能够更靠近神。
Only after they pass through the valley of suffering or tears would they be able to obtain that precious gift.
比方说我们看约伯的例子。
Let's look at the example of Job in the Bible.
其实约伯本来在第一章约伯记啊，约伯已经相当好。
We can see that in the first chapter of Job, he was doing quite well.
敬畏神，远离恶事。
He feared God, he departed from evil.
但是约伯记到了42章。
But after Job, in chapter 42,
约伯就是讲到他信仰的不同。
He talked about his difference of faith.
他说我从前风闻有神。
He said, in the past, I have only heard about God.
但是现在我亲眼看到神。
But now I have personally seen God with my eyes.
就是从约伯记第二章一直到四十二章这一段期间。
It took him from Job chapter 2 all the way in the chapters through chapter 42 before he came to this realization.
约伯真的经过了流泪谷。
And Job had to go through the valley of Baca.
因为神允许魔鬼来攻击他。
Because God allowed Satan to come attack him.
他财产全部都没有了。
All his inheritance, his possessions was annihilated.
孩子全部都死了。
All his children passed away.
这个患难确实是很大。
This tribulation was indeed very great.
那第二次神允许魔鬼再来攻击他。
And the second time when God allowed Satan to attack him.
这是不可以把他的灵魂拿掉。
But the only condition was not to remove his life.
那约伯就全身生疮。
And so, Job grew sores all over his body.
他没有朋友。
He had no friends.
都跑掉了。
All of them abandoned him.
连他太太也说：“你拜神拜到这样，你死掉算了。”
Even his wife told him to curse God and die.
再是那个过程本身看起来是相当辛苦。
Even though he had gone through a very difficult and suffering time.
但是他的结论。
But his conclusion.
说我现在亲眼看到神。
That he has personally seen God with his eyes.
就是在这一段过程，他真的对神有很深刻的体验跟认识。
It is through this experience that he gained deep understanding and experience with God.
那这个叫做行过流泪谷。
And this is to go through the valley of tears.
所以一个人要追求神。
And so for a person to pursue after God.
要更靠近神。
To draw closer to God.
有时候会经历一段苦难。
It will take a time period of suffering.
比方说摩西。
For example, Moses.
摩西的属灵经历最高的时候。
The epitome of Moses' faith.
他上到西乃山。
It was when he climbed onto Mount Sinai.
他真的面对面跟神讲话。
When he was able to see and speak to God face to face.
他看到神的荣耀。
He saw the glory of God.
但是要达到这一段路程之前。
But for him to be able to climb up there.
摩西在旷野牧养四十年。
He had to journey and wander in the wilderness for 40 years.
这个四十年就是一种操练。
This 40 years was a trial.
使渐渐的他这个自我 磨掉了。
So that he was able to erase his own ego.
那渐来渐渐他就更深，越来越靠近。
And so he was able to draw closer and closer to God.
真的是亲眼看到神的荣耀。
And so he was able to personally witness the glory of God.
所以我们有时候我们在信仰生活当中遇到困难。
And so today, when we encounter troubles in our faith,
这个不是神不爱我们。
This is not because God doesn't love us.
这个是神在预备我们，使我们能够更洁净，来跟他有更亲密的关系。
God is preparing us for a noble purpose to cleanse us of our past.
所以这个代价付出去之后，我们所收获的是非常的大。
Once we pay the price, our harvest will be great.
比方说我们刚刚讲约伯。
As in the case of Job,
不但他亲眼看到神，
not only did Job see God with his own eyes,
神后来给他祝福都是双倍的。
Then God doubled all his blessings and blessed him with
more. 摩西也是这样。
And then also the case of Moses,
他在神的国发光像太阳。
His light shone like a sun in the kingdom of God.
所以我们在追求神的过程需要预备，需要付一个代价。
And so when we're pursuing after God, we must be willing to pay the price.
我们现在回来看八十四章。
Let's turn back to Psalm 84.
第六节。
Verse 6.
叫这个谷变为泉源之地，并且有秋雨之福遮盖全谷。
They make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools.
但是在经过这段路程里面，
and during this period of suffering and trial,
他就看到这个谷是泉源之地。
This valley of tears became a spring.
有秋雨之福盖满全谷。
It had the covering of the rain and it had pools.
所以我们在追求神的过程，虽然有困难，但是我们对神会体验更深。
Even though we pursue God, we'll go through trials and suffering, but during that period of time, we'll experience the sweet experiences of closeness with God.
有时候我们经过看到一个人经过试炼以后，他们都讲出很美好的见证。
After a person has gone through great tribulation, they can bear the beautiful testimony of God.
不但不会怀疑神，反而对神的爱更加的感动。
Not only do they not doubt the love of God, but they are even greatly touched by the love of God.
因为在最困难的时刻里面，
because during their deepest sorrow,
他们发现原来神就在旁边。
They found that God was right there next to them.
神天天在带领，在祝福他们。
God was abiding and walking and taking care of them every single day.
所以对神的体验认识更深。
So they experienced God even deeper.
那第五节开始就是说神是我们的力量。
In verse 5 it says that God is our strength.
因此我们要在走这条信仰的道路上。
Verse 7, so when we are going on this journey of faith,
神是我们的力量。
God is our source of strength.
所以祷告变得很重要。
And so prayer becomes critical.
如果没有祷告，我们没有办法走完信仰这条道路。
Without prayer on our knees, it will be impossible to finish this pilgrimage.
所以保罗说，我能够夸的就是我的软弱。
And so Paul says, I can only boast of my weaknesses.
我们人都是夸自己的长处。
Most often we like to boast of our strength.
这是我们在世界上生活的一个结论。
This is the way that we have learned of this world.
因为我有长处，所以我突出，我有成就。
We like to boast about our outstanding qualities and achievements.
因为我们，所以我们可以夸耀。
So we can make others admire us.
但是我们在信仰生活当中，
But in this life of faith,
我们活得越久，越发现我们的力量是从神来的。
The longer we live, the more we realize our strength only comes from God.
我们今天能够走天国路走到现在，
Today we are able to reach our path and journey of heaven right now.
是神的能力在帮助我们。
It is only by the mercy and preservation of the strength of God.
我们在每一个困难能够度过，是因为神的能力在帮助我们。
How we're able to escape every trial safely, it is through the love and the providence of God.
所以到最后我们发现天国路不能够没有神。
And so we find to walk on this journey to heaven, we cannot do it alone without God.
他是我们的力量。
He is our strength.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
主万军的神啊，求你听我的祷告，雅各的神啊，求你留心听。
O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer, give ear, O God of Jacob.
他为什么说雅各的神？
Why does it say the God of Jacob?
雅各曾经有一段很艰难的日子。
Jacob had a period in time in life when he was going through great trial.
因为 他的兄弟要杀他。
Because his brother was about to murder him.
他要离开爱他的妈妈。
He had to flee away and leave his mother behind.
什么时候要回来，他不知道。
He could never see his beloved mother again. He didn't know when he would come back.
这个是没有办法预测结果的漂泊。
It is a suffering and a wandering that with no results.
但是雅各在睡觉的时候。
Though he did not know his future, though he was sleeping.
忽然间他看到，哦，天的门。
Yet he was able to see a vision of a stairway to heaven.
哦，他就很惊讶。
And he was very surprised.
说这是什么地方？
What is this place?
所以原来他以为旷野的什么人都没有。
He thought he was wilderness alone.
哦，但竟然神在那个地方与他同在。
Yet he was able to find God's presence right there with him.
所以有时候我们就是好像心境好像雅各一样。
Sometimes we're just like Jacob.
我在信仰生活真的很孤单。
We may feel very lonely and desperate.
谁能够了解？
There's no one to understand us.
谁能够帮助？
Nobody can empathize or help us.
但是在最孤单的时刻里面。
During the times of loneliest bitterness.
有时候我们真的体验到啊，神跟我们同在。
We can experience the sweetness of the closeness of God.
所以这里说啊，神啊，求你听我的祷告。
So here is see the pleading that God hear my prayer.
雅各的神啊，求你留心听。
God of Jacob, please give ear to my prayer.
啊，看顾那患难中的雅各的神，求你听我的祷告。
And so this psalmist cries out to God, says, "The God of Jacob, please take care of me too."
啊，所以在追求神的过程，我们要预备啊，付出代价。
And so when we're pursuing after God, be ready to suffer.
啊，但是我们所得到的是非常的宝贵。
But remember what we reap.Will be many times in return.
啊，因为我们所得到的是神本身。
Because the preciousness of our ultimate treasure will be Lord Jesus Himself.
我们现在回来看啊，第九节到十二节。
Let's turn to look at verse 9 to 12.
啊，第九节到十二节。
Verse 9 to 12.
啊，神啊，你是我们的盾牌，求你垂顾观看你受膏者的面。
O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed.
啊，再看十一节。
Verse 11。
因为神是日头，是盾牌，要赐下恩惠跟荣耀，他未尝留下一样好处，不给那行动正直的人。
For the Lord God is a sun and shield; the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly.
啊，这个十一节就开始在提到我们一个人追求神有什么好处。
And this talks about what is the good things that we can obtain from pursuing after God.
第九节说神是盾牌。
Verse 9 says God is our shield.
啊，这个盾牌是打战用的。
Shield is a weapon used.
啊，要保护我们自己。
In battles to protect ourselves.
啊，那我们人活在地面上的保护从哪里来？
And so today we live in this world. Where is our protection?
啊，是从神来的。
It comes from God.
啊，因此如果神与我们同在，
If God is with us,
啊，我们在世界上就没有忧虑，没有害怕。
What things can bother us? How can we be afraid?
这个是大卫在诗篇23篇很清楚的一个结论。
This is David's conclusion in Psalm 23.
我们来看诗篇的23篇。
Let's look at Psalms 23.
第四节
Verse 4
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害因为你与我同在你的杖你的竿都安慰我
Yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death I will fear no evil for you are with me your rod and your staff they comfort me
哦，有神同在
We will have the abidance of God with us
虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕
Though we are walking through the valley of shadow of death We will not be afraid
所以我们的一生要遇到什么事情没有办法预料
So in this life we don't know what we'll encounter in life
有的人说计划赶不上变化
And so some people say our plans can never surpass what are things that will change
但是有一件事情是确实的
But there is one thing that we are certain of
如果神跟我们同在
If God is with us
我们就没有害怕
Who can be against us? We will have no fear
没有忧虑
We will have no anxiety.
这个就是平安。
And this is called peace.
所以追求神到最后的果效就是生活很平安。
So after we pursue God, at the very end, we'll find peace.
啊，这个平安不是说没有什么事情发生。
This peace does not mean that we will encounter no more trials.
而是当事情发生的时候，不会怕。
It just means that when we encounter troubles, we will not be afraid.
因为我们知道神跟我同在。
Because we know that God is with us.
没有神的允许，一根头发也不会掉。
Without God's permission, not even one hair will fall off our heads.
那有这样的感受，我们什么都不怕。
If we have this experience, then we shall not be afraid.
这是我们享受神很重要的一部分。
This is a very big part of enjoying God in our lives.
就是我们生活中有平安。
Now we can experience this transcending peace.
那这个平安从哪里来？
And where does this peace come from?
我们如果看那个十一节最后一句话。
In Psalms 84 verse 11.
他未尝留下一件好处，不给行动正直的人。
No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
当我们一直在追求神。
When we are pursuing after God,
我们发现有很多地方我们需要改变。
We will find that there are many weaknesses we need to transform, adjust in our lives.
我们没有改变，我们没有办法亲近神。
If we do not correct ourselves, we cannot draw closer to God.
那当我们一直在改变
，as we continue to change and transform,
我们在神的面前就越来越正直。
Then we'll become more and more upright in the eyes of the Lord.
就是越来越有义。
We will have more righteousness in our lives.
那神就越来越与我们同在。
And God will draw closer to us.
所以平安有时候不需要求。
And so peace will not need to be pursued after.
当我们一直调整自己。
Because as we continue to adjust our own selves.
越来跟神的标准越同相同。
We try to draw closer to the standard that He has set for us.
神就越来越跟我们同在。
And God will Himself draw nearer to us. 这个
本身就是平安。
And this will become a peace.
这个就是一种享受。
And this will become a pleasure in our lives.
这是享受神的第一点。
And this is the first point of enjoying God in our lives.
神是盾牌。
That God is our shield.
他要保护看顾我们。
He will protect us and take care of us.
让我们生活中有平安，没有害怕，没有忧虑。
So we will have no fears, no anxieties.
所以有时候我们问一些慕道朋友。
Sometimes we ask some friends that come.
如果他真的在追求神，
if you're truly pursuing after God,
过了一段时间，你问他你有什么感受？
And after a while, you ask them. They've been coming to church for a while.
大家都会说，我来到教会以后觉得比较平安。
They will all claim that after they come for a period of time, they find peace in their lives.
为什么有这样感受？
And why do they feel that way?
因为神的同在。
Because they have felt the abidance of the Lord.
那这种的感受你离开神就没有。
But once you depart from God, you will not experience this abidance of peace anymore.
好，这是第一个。
That's the first pleasure.
好，那我们现在回来看八十四篇。
Let's turning back to Psalms 84.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
这里说神是日头。
It says God is the sun.
我们享受神是享受什么？
When we enjoy God, what are we enjoying?
他是日头。
He is the sun.
如果他是日头，在他里面没有黑暗。
If he is like the sun, in him there is no darkness at all.
我们现在看雅各书。
Let's look at James.
雅各书的第二章。
Chapter 2.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
十七节。
Verse 11.
各样美善的恩赐，各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的。从众光之父那里降下来，在他并没有改变、没有转动的影儿。
17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow turning.
16节。
Verse 16.
我亲爱的弟兄，不要看错了。
Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren.
这个十六节说，我亲爱的弟兄，英文说不要受骗了。
Says do not be deceived.
那中文就不要看错了。
In Chinese, it says, "Don't make the wrong discernment."
如果有一个人告诉我们追求神没有什么用的。
Some people tell you there's no need to pursue after God. It's useless.
你看我没有在信神，我不是在世界上活得很好吗？
Some people claim, "Hey, I live in this world. I have peace. I don't need God."
如果我们信了，就被骗了。
If we believe what this person says, then we have been deceived.
那为什么不要看错了？
Why do we not be deceived?
17节。
Verse 17.
各样美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，是从上头来的。
Because every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
这个美善啊，就是它是真正的好。
Good gift means it's truly good.
在它里面没有负面，这个叫做美。
It does not come with negative side effects.
世界上每一个东西都有负面。
Everything in this world has its good and bad with it.
你看，你算每一个后面都有负面。
If you look at every single thing, you can consider that there is always a positive benefit and a negative benefit.
但是在神里面叫我们富足，没有忧虑。
But in the Lord, every good gift is rich gift, has no negative effects.
这个叫美善的恩赐。
And this is called a good gift.
它是全备的赏赐。
It is a complete and perfect gift.
是完全的。
It is completely perfect.
这是从上面来的。
And this type of gift is only from above.
所以神所给我们的好，那个美，不是地上找得到的。
This goodness and beautiful perfect gift cannot be found in this earth.
下面说，从众光之父那里降下来。
It only comes down from the Father of lights.
神是日头，是光。
God is our sunlight. God is our sun.
所以当我们追求的神，
And the God that we pursue,
我们活在这个光明里面。
When we dwell in His shining brightness,
我们就内心呢就没有什么黑暗。
Then our heart's darkness should be cast out.
有时候我们的生活不快乐，因为太多负面。
Sometimes we don't have happiness in our life because we have too many negative things and darkness.
别人得罪我们，我们就记在心里。
When someone harms us or hurts us, we retain it in our heart.
甚至有恨在我们自己心里。
We may have bitterness and hatred in our heart.
所以在恨里面就是在黑暗里面。
And if we have hatred, then we are living in darkness.
那这个当这个神是爱进到我们里面。
But when God, who's the God is love, and fills in our heart,
恨就没有了。
That hatred disappears.
那恨你没有就没有黑暗了。
And once that hatred disappears, the darkness goes away.
那没有黑暗了，你就觉得生活很好。
And without that darkness is full of light, then we are full of joy.
那这个太多黑暗在内心里面没有办法解开，到最后就变忧郁症。
If we have too much negativity and darkness in the heart, eventually we'll have depression.
所以我在听一个姐妹她说她在辅导另外一个信徒。
And I heard this testimony of a sister who was counseling a depressed sister.
就她有忧郁症。
She had depression severely.
她怎么辅导？
And how did this sister counsel her?
每一个负面的思想都要从圣经里面找到一句话把它解消。
Every negativity had to be resolved through the word of the Bible, which is positive light.
那当这个圣经的话一解开，把那个负面的思想解掉，一个一个解掉，解掉，解掉。经过一段时间之后，那个负面从内心消失了，忧郁症就好了。
So after she was able to find a solution to every negative thought this sister had who had depression, over time her heart was completely cleaned up. It had brightness that came and shone in her heart, and depression left her.
所以被神充满的人是没有负面在内心的。
And so a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit of God, he would have no negativity in his heart.
因为神是光。
Because God is light.
在他里面没有黑暗。
In him there is no darkness.
世界太多黑暗了。
In this world there is too much darkness.
变成不快乐。
And so people cannot be joyful.
在神里面没有黑暗，这样我们才能快乐。
But in God there is no darkness, and there is light and joy.
所以我们要追求神。
And so we must pursue after God.
要付代价。
We need to pay the price.
当我们得到了神。
And after we have gained God,
神就是我们的享受。
And God is our pleasure.
我们就觉得我们是最幸福的一个人。
And we will feel that we are the most blessed people in the whole world.
我们活得真好。
That to live is so beautiful.
我们希望永远与神同在。
And we always want to be dwelling in His shadow.
因为他是好的。
Because He is good.
唱诗。
Let's sing Him.
第七首。
Hymn number 7.